Garage Door Prime Pair, this is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for...
That's me.
Oh, hi. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, Anthony, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Garage Door Prime Repair on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in your area. So
yeah.
What
Let
that
me ask
would
you this. I've had like 40, 50 people who called about doing this. How much do you charge a month for that?
Yeah, I can pull that up for you. Is that what stopped you from, I mean, the reason you're getting the calls today is we had that position open up for programming for that area. So they're calling through the area to fill that position. Is cost what stopped you from moving forward with any of those guys? But we're not the cheapest, I can tell you that.
Well, I know, yeah, and that's why I'm not going to do it, because, I mean, we're getting plenty of exposure from what we're doing, but it's just not to my advantage to, right now, you know, a small business owner to pay over $1,000 or $3,000 a month for just to get on top of Google.
Oh, yeah, no, it's nothing like that. It's more like $10 a day, $12 a day, somewhere in there. If we could get you in at a lower rate than that, is that something you see value in?
And that will get us on the, so when, what would they type in to get us up top?
Any variations of, but they have to be services that you provide. So garage door repair, replacement, installation, or, you know, any of the ways that they might type it into that box. It would be in the local listing. So, you know, when you do that search, let's do garage door repair near me, just as an example. There's the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle. And then next to that map, there's a list of the companies that service within that area. So right now in your area, they see Certified Garage Doors and Openers, Loganville Garage Door. Are you familiar with those guys at all?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them online. I mean, if you type in us, we get, you know, as far as home advisors and everything. But are you local?
No, we're in Orange County, California. We handle the local listing section on Google throughout the United States. So you wouldn't show up here where we are. You would only show up in your local area. That's why it's called the local listings, but it's out of California.
I get a lot of people calling from out of the country. Sounds like overseas
companies. Yeah, a lot of them outsource. Yeah. Most of them are based here, but they'll outsource their callers to different countries. But I understand what you mean. So is it, are you servicing just, I know that home base for you is Loganville, but how far do you typically travel for the work?
Probably about 20 miles outside the perimeter of Atlanta. No, that's far out, within Atlanta and 20 miles outside the perimeter of Atlanta. 30 miles outside the perimeter of Atlanta.
30 miles.
Except for the south side from, I would say, Jonesboro to Powder Springs where it cuts off.
Okay.
So not that far of Atlanta, but...
All the north.
But, yeah, north, northeast.
Okay.
Kind of northwest, northeast.
Uh-huh, like Marietta.
Southeast, yeah.
Alpharetta.
Powder Springs, yeah. Canton,
okay.
Woodstock. Yeah.
Okay.
And then McDonough, all the way up to Walton County and... Winder and going toward Buford.
Okay.
Like a circle.
How long have you been in business in the area there?
I mean, I've been doing a lot of business around here for several years, but we finally started our LLC where we've kind of blown up, sending out value packs and just trying to create all the social media sites. So, you know, from the value packs, now we knew that the value pack is really the number one thing. I mean, Google and everything is, it's always good because everybody's, of course, going to the internet looking for at reviews now, which is good. But the value pack, like, that's what draws in, you know, this kind of business.
The Val pack?
So you got them. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I like the Val pack, too. You know, the thing about that is it's the diminishing returns, right? So the kind of person that will respond to a Val pack usually will respond right away, and it's good, right? But you keep mailing to the same pool, right, eventually it's going to, you're going to dry up all the people that would respond to something like that. And most of
I rotate. We rotate zip codes.
Oh, you rotate zip codes. Okay. And a lot of the time too, like they can't predict when their garage is going to break, right? So they don't hold on to that valve pack. And so when they do need it, I mean, they're not going to go looking for it. They won't save it for no reason. So with Google being there, you'll show up at that very moment that they're ready. You know, that moment that they need you, you'll be there to catch them. And,
And let me tell you this, with the value pack, I get the money I spend in the value pack to send out. We send out 100,000 of them a month in about 2 or 3 days. So I get that money back in a month in about 2 or 3 days. It pays for itself.
Excellent.
That's how good value pack is. Now, if Google can do that, you know, even better than that, then that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad to hear that. So it sounds like it's fair to say that you've made back what you've invested with ValPak so far, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. Is it just you, or are you and a partner or a crew?
Yeah, being a partner, and we also have a guy that does, like, door installs. So we have some subcontractors, too, as well, that we need to spread out. But, yes, I have a partner that works that side with the stock side. Basically, the west side, and I do the east side. And then we have a door guy that just does all our doors.
Okay, so for something like this, I understand that it's a partnership, but you would be the person that would make all of the final marketing decisions?
Yeah, so everything's in my name.
Okay.
In my company, but I have been listed kind of like, I should say, silent, but yeah.
Okay. And then the good news is you have this website already, garagedoorprime.com. So if we don't have to buy the domain or build out the site, it'll bring the rate down a little bit for you. So I'm grabbing John. He's my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I'll get you that pricing right now.
And I will, but I'd like to talk more about this. Can we do make an appointment or something like for tomorrow, because I really can't talk too much longer. How long would that take to figure? I need to see what y'all come up with before I make a decision anyway. So
right. So yeah, I'm going to grab him to pull up the pricing. It is my job to let you know that there's a team of us calling out. I'm not the only agent assigned to it. I mean, you said yourself you've already received calls for this listing.
I could talk to. I mean, you called, you know, when you called, that's the reason I talked to you about it, because you're the one just seemed like you're just pushing something down my throat. And that's
right.
Why I listened to you, and I've hung up almost every one of them.
We want to make sure you're a good fit. It wouldn't do either one of us any good if it's not suitable for you. But yeah, let me grab him and I'll get you that rate right now. Hang on here.
All right. Thank
you. I'm just going to bring him on with us to apply that.
Okay.
Hello there.